Okay, here we go. We're at the Planning Commission for Kirby on June 2nd, 2026. Okay, then.
It was really interesting, actually. I can see where I could get into data, but one thing that happened there.
And you're talking which years, Mary?
There's no pre-K up until 2017.
Yep. Right.
So 17, 18, so like 18 would have been the first like full publicized people knew about it year of the Northeast Kingdom Choice District. So one theory I have is that even though somebody could live in Kirby and send their kid anywhere already for a lot that had been there for ever, but it got super publicized with, when the Northeast Kingdom Choice District was being created, it was all over the news about what was happening and how it would create the choice of sending your kid to any school. And that people never used to talk about, oh, by the way, did you hear? You know, if you live in Kirby, you could do that.
And realtors were pushing it as well.
Yeah, it became a big selling point for the area, mm-hmm. and public attention really went to it.
And they built, and they invested money.
Yeah, they did the barn.
And the people
I didn't know about that yet.
Sort of overseeing the school were the ones making the policy as well. So there's a lot of that going on. You know what I mean? It's not a... This happened and this happened. It was like
strange bedfellows, right?
Odd how closely linked they are. And it's fine, but it's like policy wasn't made apart from a business investment in
making
more
classroom
space.
Is that because Tim was on it? Or?
Yeah. And that's fine. It's serving those kids, but it's also like, let's not pretend that this hand and this hand do not see what they're doing. I think that's super important.
Not necessarily
like insider trading.
Especially when it's publicized.
But a belief in the value of the... So
I didn't
people,
say there was a
right.
negative, you know, thing behind it, but business and politics is working in, you know, in tandem there.
And people
just something
with
important.
Strong opinions about the value of it. So that happened right then. And then, of course, there's COVID. Right around 2020. Mm-hmm. But there's another... So, yeah, I wanted to come by just because there's some things I was like, I could just say this so much easier than typing. One was about when Northeast Kingdom Choice District actually became in effect.
And so when did it become in effect?
2017,
2018. It did.
Okay. I mean, there were years of legal work to put it together and find a proposal of how to merge these districts.
Because it's a choice district. Let's start.
Because it had never existed before. So there were years of building it, but that was the first year. It was like boom, and there was a lot of attention to it.
So in that 2 year span from 2016 to 2018, we went up 13 pre-K and up 20. K through 6, so that's 30 plus.
Yep.
16. Well, you know, another interesting thing is, first I have to say, I noticed that whoever was in charge of the district, because remember even when it was just Kirby and Wanda, whose records are exact and detailed, the town report was put together by the district. And so whoever put it together set it up in the way they wanted to. So some years it tells how many students attended in different grades. Some years it doesn't tell that anywhere. It just says how much money was spent. Some years it tells what the anticipated budget is for the following year, and even anticipated numbers for the following year. So like 2015 wouldn't say how many were there in 2015. It'd say, well, this is how much money we spent, and this is what we anticipate in the following year. So they kept changing how they wanted to record what was happening, which was a funny little thing. And the other thing that was interesting in all these years of no pre-K, there were also, during those earlier years, there were board people on the boards who chose to give stipends to people who wanted to homeschool their kids.
The state took that away, from what I understand.
What year did they take that away? Because that actually wasn't tied necessarily to pre-K. But like 2011, 2012, there were 7 kids who were homeschooled. Not pre-K necessarily.
Wanda said the state took that away because of the religious factor, which is funny because not all homeschoolers are actually religious.
Yeah, we are not.
Yeah. Not at all.
And for many years, it was just people who wanted homeschool. Sorry, it was just people homeschooling, and it would be like a $500, $1,000 stipend. I remember Cheryl and I laughing and saying $1,000 for this instead of $7,000 or $8,000. It's like we can
and
do
the
this.
The state was like, shut that down.
And the state didn't really know about it for a long time. And it just happened. And the townspeople approved it. Here they get workbooks and all. But then, yeah, when there was one big case that was religious, and then they shut everything down, even the ones that weren't.
Wow.
And so these numbers, the low numbers, aren't necessarily 100% accurate of how many students we have, because there were people, I'd bet an average of 5.
Being homeschooled?
Yeah, 5, 7. Wanda would know. Being homeschooled. That wouldn't show up on any school report.
Right.
So what we... Well, not we even as the board, but what the town should ask for is like just a standardized process of reporting from a school board. I mean, I don't think reporting how many Kirby kids are in school shouldn't be...
Yeah, that's
difficult.
It's just data.
That's like going to buy apples one year.
So the information exists.
This is like the budget I'm giving you for apples, but I don't know how many apples you bought.
Yeah.
And here's your budget next year for apples, but we're not telling you how many apples you can
have. Yeah, you spent the
same
amount of money, but you only got 2 apples this time.
Yeah, it's just...
And if they don't see that, why are they running policy and... Why is the Riverside head and running school board and school that can't report the same data to us?
Like because the people who write up town reports, I got this from town reports.
There should be a school board report that basic just how many kids are in school. Yeah. That's all we need to know.
So.
Well, it's a good question, Marty. Is not there a school board report in the town report every year?
There should be.
There's a district report.
But it's now, it used to be from the Kirby School Board because we don't, it now comes from.
Someone always stands up at a town meeting and talks, but you know, they don't do like a typed report.
Because it's the district.
Who stood up this year? Do we remember?
Well, it's only Miles or Cornelia. Because Tim resigned the year before last.
The information exists. It's just that then out of all the numbers there are, the decision of what to put in the town report, like that town report, it's like prime real estate, what numbers to put in, and I guess more people want to know about money than numbers of kids.
But that correlates to the number of students. That's crazy. Yeah.
And I just feel like we shouldn't be spending our time as a planning board
trying to
counting
figure
school
this,
board
yeah.
numbers. Like I don't even care about the money side right now. Like, can we just look at demographics? We're talking about development in the
I'll
town.
Say that's pretty close.
I mean, how can we just need accurate that's what they need to do. It's part of their thing. Yeah. It's like,
so the choice district is there are 2 people from each town? Is that how it's working? That it's on the board?
No. There's like, I'm going to guess numbers. Let's say there's 5 members of that school board. Typically Kirby gets more because we have the majority of the kids.
So it's
we usually have 2 reps. Up to 5, or however, whatever number. I could look it up. How many?
There's 11 towns in Northeast Kingdom Choice District.
So not every town has one, because some towns have like 1 or
probably
3 kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's not.
I would say those numbers are
pretty accurate.
Yes, you're not going to find any like, oh my God, there were 30 more kids. I think that's enough to guide. Mm-hmm. It stayed between 80 and 90 something for decades. Mm-hmm. And then with...
Between the K, pre-K.
Yeah, there was no pre-K. Pre-K didn't exist as a school that was paid for any... I don't think anywhere for a while. So...
What do we do when we send the kids to Waterford?
What, Chase?
Was that just paid for? How did that work?
We used to send boys to Brown's daycare. They had a preschool at the daycares, but then it became preschool. They developed standards for the preschool, so it couldn't be at a daycare where they had a preschool and they taught the kids letters and numbers and colors and...
I can't be in a daycare because we tuition. In the school report, there are kids tuitioned to from the local daycares.
So the state sets standards, and then to work there, you have to have a certain degree or type of training, so it became regulated. And before that, daycares would offer preschool, but it varied widely what they did. Mm-hmm.
This is the website for any K Choice District, Maidstone, Town of Maidstone. And I'm going to just shut up after this, but it says they actually have a little bit of history, and it says like what year it was voted. Maidstone voters approved the merging. And it says the towns. And then it goes through and it says, formed in response to Act 46, aimed at schools, districts, into larger systems, blah, blah, blah. And then it says, the chair of the NEK School Choice Board. Who's that? We can't say their name. And then it says, they wrote. It just bothers me. It's
I just have
transparency
about
who you are and what you... What's your motive?
If you're making policy.
I'm not saying that you're doing anything wrong.
I get it.
But
I hear you.
But can we just be clear? And it says here, the chair of the NEK Choice Unified School Board, in his school district summary that appeared in the annual blah, 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 wrote that voters who approved were, quote, determined to merge the relief and commitment that school choice offered the best opportunities for educational.
Who is this person?
If we can quote them, we can say their name, right? I mean,
is that your father?
No.
This is in Maidstone.
I know, but the chair of the board.
Right, but
it
that
ended
would
up being.
He would have been the chair of the school. The,
well, if it was, let's just say who it is. Is it the head of the school or it's not? Like, I just feel like we keep mixing this blend of like, let's say that it's better, but let's not say who said it. Or let's say it's better, but let's not show numbers of students. And it's just, why can't we just have transparency? And why does...
Sounds
there's
like
only two boards in Kirby.
60s.
Why does one board have to, like, do this for the other? They can feel free to, like, audit us. I just don't understand why we can't have, like, standardized government procedure.
Have you ever...
Local government.
...worked for the federal government?
Listen,
every time the government
I don't
changes,
plan
change
Kirby based on what the rest of the country does. I want a clear local government.
Yeah.
I don't want to model it after the swamp. Okay,
when governments change, they tend to change the swamp.
Speaking of the swamp, I heard a tidbit today that'll just shock you. 37,000 stock transactions executed by the White House in the last year and a half.
And oh my gosh.
And I'm not trying to compare.
We're not stuffing our pockets
to that,
at all.
But like, can we just have
000.
A separation
I hear
of
you.
What's going on? That's all I want. But then again, you know, everybody's like complaining about school taxes, and who did they vote to send to Montpelier? Someone who went there and passed laws about eviction for their own rental purposes.
That didn't pass.
It didn't even pass. But, like, what has she been working on? Education taxes reform?
No.
God knows she's been trying to get her own eviction bill through that she can just, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh,
come on.
I'm not sure. I'm trying to decide.
It is.
I'm trying to figure out your different goals.
Oh, yep. Sorry.
We just don't have the same rules.
We're not an oversight board, but like these are the most basic things that it shouldn't be happening, especially the people are also running the school.
It's the ulterior motive issue.
So where are we in our...
I want to clarify just a couple of things. I'm not going to...
Yeah.
Okay.
The Northeast Kingdom Choice Board was formed in response to a state regulation that said towns without a school couldn't continue as just a town without a school. They had to join...
Continue as what?
Just a town without a school.
Okay.
Sorry. That was not allowed to happen anymore. Any town without a school had to join a district.
The local district.
Yes.
So we had a choice of becoming part of the St. Johnsbury district or...
Which removes a lot of autonomy.
Or, you'd lose
everything. Everything,
so you either chose to become part of an existing district, or, which a lot of people didn't want to do, so the idea came up, what if we formed our own district? So
That's the choice
that's
district.
That's where this... That was the... Something is a word. Impetus. Behind this happening. So I do know that, but I don't want you to come back to me later, the reason I said about homeschool kids, and said, you said it was 42, and I checked somewhere, and it was 46.
We wouldn't know.
There were homeschool kids, there was this, there was that, there. But it's a
pretty... Where would we check?
Where would we check, yeah.
If everybody went to Wanda's lists, they could find out exactly. When did Wanda retire? So that was one jump, and then COVID was a jump. Miles and I talked about it, and he said, it would be interesting to know what land sales happened in those years. Were those years when North Kirby Farms, a lot of closed, and a lot of land developed? I don't know. It seems like there were a couple of years there where it was like, what just happened? Because all of a sudden there were a lot more homes than there used to be. Did that play a role? And the other thing is, it does seem like your idea about if we recognize as a town that it's the direction is shifted, it does make sense to say, so do we need to start thinking about a fire department, or do we need to think about different rules for private roads with a bunch of people that are gonna, you know what I mean? It used to be a private road with a house at the end. Now it's a private road with 4 or 6 or 8. Is that gonna keep increasing? Like, do there need to be different regulations about private roads? But the idea
if it has a certain number of houses on it, it stops becoming a private road.
Or is there a number limit?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think there is.
No,
there is. Yeah, for the private roads?
I don't think so. I mean, Gorham Drive goes up to
It's purely
road,
determined by whether it meets Class 3 standards. And if it meets it, the town will take it on.
Oh.
If it doesn't, it's on the owners.
That's right.
Eric
said
that
their road, they
actually all... Yeah. I imagine that if you had enough people on a road, they could petition the town and say... Would the town invest to upgrade the road? So
the town would do that. The residents have to.
That's what I mean. Yeah, but if you had enough residents on the road and there was like sort of just a common we need that road to be maintained, you know, you could ask the town and then the people would vote and you could probably make it public or whatever.
If they chose not to, you could have a dozen people. I mean, because, 5 acres, up a private road, and you'd have no say about the conditions or anything of that road.
Yeah. I mean, if it's Class 3,
they chose to not.
I mean, that's select board anyways. That's not thing.
Oh,
but
okay. All right.
Like, planning for those kinds of things, like, that is part of what.
Because that's an emergency services issue if they're not maintaining their road.
Yeah.
But there are all sorts of, if it keeps going at this rate, I think it's really good that you thought of saying things are changing these years in a way that they didn't change for many decades.
We're not even saying that. We're just asking for information. We're not...
We're not putting...
Five people are not
opinions on anything.
This.
It's a question.
It's
we're
just
asking for info, and then we present it, and we look for town opinion. That's it.
Name of transparency, Mary thinks things are changing. But you know what? If Riverside closes,
Look at they're not closing.
No,
it's not about that.
Forget
We're not.
That.
We're not here to that. We're just trying to get
demographic information. I think we should have minimum lot size of 10 acres.
We put that in the survey.
Suggestion box, all your
ideas. We put that in the survey. And I have almost finished. I had to do it all by hand.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It was awful. God. And people don't want it. 10.
But they're fine with 5.
Well, that's what it is.
Most people are. Except for one guy in Mud Hollow who is just angry at the government. Period.
SB?
That is going to happen.
What?
SB?
No. No. He
is
bought.
Is his wife a previous board member?
No, he's only lived here for a year.
Oh, no.
I don't remember his name. Evan or something? Mm-hmm. Ethan?
Can I have that? Thanks. I'll file it somewhere to bring.
Stephen Tina Evans?
Yeah. They want to give 1 acre apiece to their children.
I talked to him.
Oh, they want to make it smaller?
And I told him that he would need at least 5 acres for each home that he planned on putting down there.
Oh, he was quite verbal.
As far as I know, all they built down there is a garage.
A survey.
I think there might be some RVs in there.
He was very
angry.
On the survey. Government, you can't tell me what to do.
Conspiracy theorists.
So he maybe should have bought land in a town with no zoning.
Exactly.
Like Sheffield.
Or, yeah.
I mean, you know what? He still can. He still can do that.
It always amazes me how people can live in that kind of delusion where they think they have the right to do whatever they want and then submit a $200,000 education bill to the town. I'm going to do whatever I want, pay my bills.
Okay, where are we?
So I was going to transition us there just by saying the first sentence of our plan is to guide decisions. And so I think I was going to suggest, because I don't think we had this, that we make it an exhibit in our...
I think that's probably a great idea.
So let's... This is like as accurate as we can do, right?
Yeah, I totally agree.
So we'll just take just the numbers and just put it as whatever number exhibit is...
And where are we that the education part comes... through that we can just state that.
Don't worry, Mary, we won't put your name that you were the one that made the check. It's okay.
An anonymous Kirby member.
Formerly from the school.
Are you looking at this one, the 2025 one?
I'm looking at, yes.
I thought I had an old one last.
Annie had done.
Okay.
And that Tracy has on her computer.
Yeah, I have the one, we were going through it because I was a little worried about the accuracy.
And we're going to still go through it tonight, but I just want to make sure that we mark in the education part that we have this chart.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't write down what page we were on, but I remember we were taking turns reading.
I highlighted it.
She's organized. And I've already left. This is just what I used to do at college.
Oh, she would come down to my office. Find all the magic spots.
But you're still here. Just so you know.
Only a son.
No red actions in audio,
mother.
Mary.
Okay? Can we hire you for the Kirby
don't forget you're here.
To come give massages?
Say something.
I don't know if you can charge for that, though. I might get a little.
Could be a lawsuit.
Well, I think we read through where I don't know where the education part was.
I don't either. Maybe oh, you know what? It's more toward the end. Education starts on, we don't have numbers on this still. Tracy has them, but we don't have them. And it's
here's a good place.
Education
planning for the future talks about following a general rise in school population. So, exhibit. I don't have a page number for that. But
I don't either.
It's after. It is under education. You're right. Yeah.
Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm trying to find. I thought I highlighted where we stopped.
It would be three pages from the end, basically. Three or four pages from the end. Maybe four.
Yep. So that would be one. I don't know if we put it in sooner.
School population trends chart. Now I wonder what that says. Our exhibits.
Here's another place here, like under the history.
Six is education. Planning for the future is paragraph C.
It's also in B. First line is recent decades Kirby student enrollment numbers have risen. So I'm sure if we if we like note it once or twice, like it'll be enough, I would think.
We had high hopes.
That's all you can do, right?
Yeah, really. Okay, that, and we have the school population trends chart, which is referred to in the second page of education facilities plan. Right there. And I wonder, we should, oh, that's interesting. How about if we take out Exhibit 8 and replace it with this?
You think it's more accurate?
I do.
Okay.
And I, yeah. This is pretty good, but we'd have to update it. This one goes back
further, though. That's the
84 to 85.
Yeah,
oh.
So we could, I mean, we don't have to, like.
We could just
we could do
add
both.
It. Yeah.
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 We should probably. Do these sort of line up?
Yeah, they kind of.
Must be around there. So 85-ish. And 08. Oh, yeah, it's down here.
Yeah.
It's close.
Kind of, yeah.
But then this is a way under count.
What does that say?
It says
114?
Yeah.
And it's 124.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, it's if someone wanted to look at that really closely, it wouldn't jive at all.
I don't think we should necessarily take like one away because we don't have enough like evidence to say one is more accurate. But
before I leave, does that say where the information came from?
No.
No.
Because you could put a little asterisk down here saying based on Kirby Town reports.
Okay.
And that way, because sometimes when journals, when research information doesn't align, but if they could say, well, we got our information here.
Sure. Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That explains.
I think that's a good.
It's a good way to cover non-alignment.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What's after eight?
Do
nine?
She's disrupting your progress.
No, she's doing. She's not.
Hi, guys.
Thank you very much, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks for the info.
Miss you.
Okay.
Thanks for the info.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
what
thank
are we
you very
call
much.
This,
should do that down
this
below
new exhibit.
Here.
It's
awesome.
Kirby School Population. Thank you, Mary. And we could just say 2008 to 2025 rather
what,
than past
what number
years.
Are we going to call it?
We can call it 8A.
Okay.
Exhibit 8A.
Okay, and do we have a digital copy of it? One thing I am
She did send it to us.
She did.
It went to the...
Oh, that address.
The old one?
Kirby Planning Board email. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah, the old one.
Okay. It just gets wrapped into everything, doesn't it?
Okay, it's something so, you can import into that document?
If I can access that group.
Oh, I'll just forward it to you.
I got it.
Thank Are you forwarding it,
yep.
Trace?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Your mom would show up at the right times when I was having a stressful day.
So it should go to town. I'm sorry, no.
It should go to just Tracy and Victor.
Kirby Planning Board. So that way it's in our... It's
secret.
In our...
But in order... She's not part of Kirby Planning Board.
Planning
okay.
Board is the old one.
So if you
so
can just send it
That's
to her directly.
So I'll do both.
Okay.
Kirby Town Planning Board. Right?
Just Kirby Town Planning at gmail.com.
Gotcha.
I never use that.
Anybody does. I just have them all saved on my computer so I can just like check all inboxes.
Oh,
and
that's smart. I know what you mean.
What's your email again?
It's team.sherbrooke at gmail.com.
T-E-A-N.sherbrooke,
yeah. It's her.
But you have another one that has no dot, correct?
That's just my personal Gmail.
Okay.
I use that.
Well, every time I go to send you something, I'm like.
Team Sherbrooke
either
at
one
Gmail.
Is fine.
Right.
I check them both. Either one's fine. Team.sherbrooke at gmail.com.
I'm going to throw that one in there, too.
All right, section 6.
So it'll be 8A. Exhibit 8A, Trace.
At the end of that first paragraph, that we reference the expenses chart.
Okay.
Exhibit
it says sent, so hopefully it's...
Thank you.
And we should reference, and the Kirby School Population Chart, Exhibit 8A.
And I had added the years in there, 2008 to 2025. Do you think that's...
Sure.
So education, I'm under Education Facilities Plan, that's
mm-hmm.
right. And so I'm adding Exhibit 9.
And...
Karen's tanning.
And then
she's tanning.
Just referencing the years
2008 to 2025. And I think
it's
after that.
Just so there's. Kirby School Pop.
I have a note in the Education Facilities Plan, which I think Facilities Plan is odd, but. Why do we have facilities in there?
For education facilities plan?
Which line is it? Is it the bottom or up here?
The title.
Oh.
Versus education plan.
Hmm. I think because education is really under the school boards, you know, that's more theirs. We're facilities. We're zoning. You know what I mean? I think that's why.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Okay. Because I have a note here, name the 10 towns in the Trace District. Is that... is that important to you guys? The 10
towns?
I think towns?
So. I think it's fine.
To do it or not to do it?
To name them, yeah.
To name them?
Sure.
Yeah, most plans encourage you, I noticed this in other town plans, they encourage you to talk about the towns around you in relation to your own demographic and your school population. So if you're mentioning towns around you, somebody could go compare your plan to a plan in a town nearby. I noticed that... is it Sutton's or one of the local? They have a little paragraph for every single town that's around them.
I know.
And their dedicated
I know.
Town plan.
I know. We could just lift it.
But we could. We could do that. I think it might have been Sutton.
You
but
go
do.
On and on about Sutton's town plan.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So,
and I don't know who did it.
No, I don't either. Because there's no name attached to it, which
people
is
people with lots of time.
Yeah.
People who had lots of times. So we're going to name the 10 towns. Do you want me to look that up right now?
In March 2017. This is the one you were talking about, right? In the formal step. Bloomfield, Brunswick, East Haven, Guildhall, Granbury, Guildhall, excuse me, Granby, Kirby, Maidstone.
Oh, you already have it in there?
It looks like it.
Okay,
this,
great.
This is under,
Does school board have their own website? Or I guess we could link it to the school choice district website, right? I think that would be good to put in. A link to the any K choice district. Like now that we can link things into an online version.
Yes, it is.
Because our whole thing is like, here's information. People want to find it.
They do audio recordings of their meetings.
It's like four or five paragraphs down. Maybe page 16.
For more detail.
Just curious.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay, great. Thank you. Thanks.
Good eye, Willie.
It's actually Kingdom East, right?
Kingdom East Choice District.
School.
So that's been done already.
Website. So I'll just plug their website in here.
Good idea. Good idea. Okay, so I think we are... I got information from Marla. On the
homes and all the classifications or something else.
One, two. Thank you, Erin.
That's fine. Okay.
Oh, you guys, let's back up a minute and follow the agenda. What about the approval of May meeting minutes?
Oh.
All seven lines of it.
Pages 1 through 5 were completed. That's helpful because I lost my highlighting.
I knew I saw it somewhere. I thought it looked good. I moved to approve the minutes.
Second.
So moved. Is that one?
Yep. And we've got a second.
I'm in favor. Of approving. You got to vote, you know?
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those in favor? Aye.
That was a messy vote.
It was very.
What?
It was very messy.
That was a messy vote.
Backwards voting. What's next on our agenda there?
Town plan update.
Okay. Well, we got good info now. I mean, we have numbers.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so now we are on page 10, Chase. 10 here to do the road things that everybody can help decipher this.
Okay. So what section are we in?
Is this after the education part?
It is.
Or it's before it, no? Oh, there's town
before.
Highways.
Can I take this? You have
So on page 10, I had asked Marla to do some updates.
Photocopies didn't come out great.
That's okay.
Kind of like pictures
you
something.
Can read.
But I did the graphs in color because otherwise we would have had no idea.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I have that we ended on subsurface sewage systems.
And do we know where that is?
Yeah, it's page 6. I'm recording the list.
Okay, let's just back up to that.
Remember we were reading and going through and making sure that this online version that Annie sent me matched what had been done.
So we're on which, Tracy? I have town topography.
It's under town topography and it's the
soil study.
Start here.
I even have it marked.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Subsurface sewage systems was where we stopped. See, you're all over it.
Yeah, right.
So are we reading from there?
You start.
I know, it was my turn, actually.
Oh, town topography?
He was excited about subsurface.
No, I was glad he read so much. Made it through to the bell, you know. Town topography?
No.
Or the next, soils?
The next one, the subsurface sewage system is what we got through to.
Wait, where is that?
It's just below. It's the on-site septic suitability / soils map attached as Exhibit 4.
And then, oh, for us it's picture. The next page.
Oh, okay.
I think just because
it edits.
Oh, okay.
Well, your edits, if you cut, then it might shift
okay.
one line or two, you know.
But it's,
right.
It's a
so
subtitle.
We're top of the next
subsurface
one.
Subsurface sewage.
Top of the next one.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. The town of Kirby has no municipal wastewater facilities. Therefore, Kirby landowners rely on on-site septic systems. The state of Vermont closely regulates on-site septic systems. Do they, though? C-10, BSA, Chapter 64, and regulations promulgated thereunder. Am I going too fast? Or is
no, it's great.
State laws and regulations are aimed at preventing septic system pollutants from entering into surface and subsurface waters located on or in adjacent lands, ensuring that development does not exceed the septic system's ability to support a proposed development by considering an area's topography, soil types, wetlands, depth of bedrock, and other fragile characteristics. Mm-hmm. That's sort of this explanation, no? Good?
Mm-hmm.
State law governs on-site septic systems, and the town will continue to require that on-site septic systems and wells meet state regulations and certificates of occupancy requirements upon completion of construction. Good?
Yep.
Water supplies. You want me to keep going?
Yeah.
The town of Kirby does not have a municipal water system. Surface and subsurface water systems, including some drilled wells, are used in filling the residential, commercial, and agricultural water needs of the community. The state and local review process discussed above in the subsurface sewage system section should also be used when planning well sites. Again, the town shall implement a certificate of occupancy program to ensure that terms of water supply permits are met fully. River corridors, streams, ponds, subwatersheds, and wetlands. Anybody want to read?
Wait a second. I can read, but what is a subwatershed?
I think it's like a collection of water below ground. That's what I understand.
Okay.
It's like a storage, you know, a shed. It's a storage pocket of water somewhere
okay.
below the surface. Because that's what, I don't know. I was like trying to understand it as I read it, but preventing pollutants from entering, you know, like you don't want to get in those pockets of fresh water.
Yep.
And
like if you're building a driveway and you
yeah.
you can't be running it.
Or into your neighbor's well water, you know, stuff like that's what I was thinking.
Okay. The river corridor, streams, ponds, and subwatersheds map attached as Exhibit 2 is a guide to approximate locations and types of these fragile areas that are located in the town. It
should,
also
should we confirm whenever there's an exhibit reference that it's there and that it's yeah.
And we said like we'll have that map which you can mess with the layers of like whatever you want to see on it, you know? The just want the digital versions.
Oh. Okay.
Of the are they still hanging up next door?
Yes.
These
which it's really hard
are
to tell.
Really, really hard to. But that's
there's
it.
There's two, and that is
river corridors,
streams,
so
that's
ponds,
what
and
it,
subwatersheds.
That's what
yeah.
it should be. We're good.
Yeah. Wetland soils generally have a high organic composition that allows them to absorb and retain large quantities of natural water runoff. This capacity can reduce the area's flood peaks and help to provide the surrounding area with a steady supply of water. Wetlands also provide pollution abatement, groundwater recharge and discharge, erosion control, and a natural wildlife habitat. Because of the town's topography and soil types, the wetland areas in Kirby are not extensive. However, these fragile areas play an important part in the area's ecological balance and must be protected from development pressures and inadvertent pollution. The maintenance of an adequate buffer strip of natural vegetation is of utmost importance in preserving the water quality of these retention areas. The buffer strip slows and reduces the volume of surface water runoff, thereby allowing nutrient uptake by plants and reducing the erosive potential of the water. These strips also act to filter sediment from land runoff, to stabilize shorelines and banks, to regulate water temperature, to provide fish food, and to provide cover for that wildlife habitat. These fragile watershed systems and their associated plant life structures must be protected from improper forestry practices and from development pressures. Your turn.
Unique and fragile areas of Kirby, identified through updated mapping in 2019, are shown in Exhibit 6. They include both topographical areas as described above and scenic...
It's there.
Yeah, there.
And scenic areas, which include but are not limited to the areas along the Ridge Road, atop the Kirby Mountain Road, along the Kirby Mountain Road in South Kirby, and the Victory Road. We hope to protect these sweeping panoramas, which provide beautiful views outward towards Willoughby Gap, the White Mountains, and the fields and mountains within Kirby. Future land use.
That one's interesting because, well, the last one, I mean, because, yeah. You know, you want to protect the fields, but, like, it's ultimately the landowners who decide what they want to do with the land.
I was talking to him today about kind of wanted to pull together, and I mentioned it to you too, pull together all of the ag people that are farmers here in town or were, or they're retired and they're just hanging on to their land by tooth and nail. And I would love to just have a conversation with them about conservation. Claris Cutler is who my parents have been working with, and she's been wonderful at Vermont Land Trust, and I really would like to invite her to a public forum for some of those people so that they understand what their options are. Because as I drive through town, as I drive through town, what really tugs at my heart is seeing those beautiful little green spaces. Like if you drive Brookside Road up through and you see Steve Houghton's back fields, and they all have access via tractor access, which could become a road, and then this beautiful piece of property could have a giant house on it. And I understand that progress and development need to happen, but I also would love to protect some of those spaces in Kirby.
Especially,
and make sure that people understand that they can do that.
Especially if they know that it benefits them financially. I mean, these farmers have, I don't think they have a lot.
Land rich.
They are. And
that's the old saying.
My dad gets that. You know, he really understood that. So.
Well, we can work on that.
Yeah,
I think that'd be a good
future.
You know, come if you want to. Or, you know, nobody's being like pushed to do anything, and it's just providing information. I think it would be, if they'll come and speak, that
if Claire
definitely work
will come and speak.
Claire, I would love to invite her. There's a lot of people at Vermont Land Trust, but she specifically works with farmers who want to do this with their land, so, and she's really good at it. It's taken a while, but so that's a sidebar, something that I, as a planning commission, I would really like to have some kind of public forum for.
I think that's brilliant, and I think we should do it
because it goes towards some of our concerns, even though we're not emoting in this thing.
Well, if
the trends are,
the option C is presented, like option A is sit on your land forever and pay enormous taxes. Option B is chop your land up and destroy it.
Sell it.
Option C is preserve it, conserve it, and be paid a percentage of its value for releasing the development rights.
And you're also protecting it.
That's what Sue and Elby were just thrilled to sort of discover as we went through this with them, is that they could be rewarded for a percentage of the value, not the full value.
If they ever decided to sell, they could sell, but it would be sold as an agricultural property.
Correct. They retain the private ownership of the land, but it just...
Or whatever combination of those options, because somebody might be like, oh, I'd like to put it in conservation, but I need to keep it...
Correct.
...in case I have to sell a part, but they don't know how much they would need to have, like...
Yep.
Dedicated to conservation, and then the rest they could be like, oh, well, I could
And they could do different kinds of conservation, too. It doesn't have to be ag.
And that's what
Elby
and Sue did, is they reserved a couple of little areas. That
like for Evan and Alex and stuff like that.
Or their my brother.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
So anyway,
what Brian Nichols did here, too. He conserved almost everything except like a 5-acre piece over here.
Which would be the minimum building lot. So, and I also think that if they felt they had some power there, it would also reduce some of this blossom of people building and the school choice issue. And you know, if that land gets conserved, then it's not available for development, period. So
I would organize that at the South Kirby Schoolhouse because it's closer.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Marty. That's
probably your
idea.
Target.
Because that is
who you want to get the Houghton's information to. You know what I mean? Like,
but he would. He might come over to that. So,
I think he probably would.
I'd have Allison tell him to.
That's a good idea.
If it was at the South Kirby Schoolhouse, Rodney might come down there.
Oh.
I think that if you ask
would
Allison,
he, would he hit on her? That would be my.
Oh, well.
Can I delete that from the minutes?
No, you can't. It's
so hard to
having, I think having the informational meeting would be very helpful, and maybe you would have future, more meetings if people are interested in,
No, I'm bluffing. We could do follow-up. And Claris might also say, if you're interested in other kinds of conservation, we could bring in other people to talk to them, too. And there's...
And what's her name?
Claris Cutler.
Okay.
And having She's people lovely. That went through it be like, here was our
With
experience.
Sue and
like,
come.
That
yeah.
will say a lot more
I think they
about how does it go, like beyond the paperwork.
Yeah. And there are other people that have a lot of land that might be interested in conservation, but it wouldn't be agricultural, Tyler Sargent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah,
definitely.
Their land goes all the way
up,
up
into
the
mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Let's write
I'll work on that.
Oh my gosh, I'm supposed to be taking notes.
I will do it.
Sell that to them, I guess, first to make sure people would come.
I'm okay. I just forget.
All right, no worries.
That I'm taking a minute.
I usually do too, like just very basic because I'll remember, but. So we were saying we'll write down the idea to have an information info meeting.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then, so where did we stop?
Future land uses.
Okay, because the second paragraph of that, I have Aaron was going to help us with that.
I have a note question in here that says, should this be a chart? Is that what you're referring to?
The housing section of this plan?
Yeah, there's a little asterisk there.
I was supposed to get a hold of Marla for you, but she ended up... delivering it, the next day.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Is that all you needed me for, though? I feel like there was one other thing, but I think I did it.
Yeah, that it... Okay, so can you read the first paragraph?
As surrounding area communities continue to grow, we are seeing the spread of seasonal, recreational, and year-round homes throughout the town. The gentle slopes and scenic beauty provide prime conditions for limited development. We expect a continuation of historical growth patterns along Ridge Road, North Kirby Road, Burroughs Road, and Kirby Mountain Road.
What does historical growth patterns, is that, that is just, they're just saying that it, that's where the growth patterns usually go?
Have been.
They have been?
Yeah, I think so.
Ridge Road, North Kirby Road.
I think it also, in my mind, I also think of it as the rate is sort of, if it's been a 10% growth each year. Like, it's going to be, you know, we're not expecting a
massive,
a huge change of growth in the same, like, areas where growth has been. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and we addressed, we did that Act 181 business. I did include that paragraph about the percentage growth that we might see over the next 10 years for, and versus the next
the targets,
20 years.
Like, the targets, yes. Yeah, what was it, 40 houses in Kirby?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
In, but it was
six,
by
no, 4 years
or something.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was like by 2030 something.
Yeah.
2030.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
40 by 2030?
Mm. No, I think we had
but
a...
But all of the whole state's estimates are like... They're just...
And they're... And what was it that that young woman said? They're just throwing numbers out, basically. It's not... No one's gonna... What are they gonna do?
Even since she was here, they've repealed, like,
true
parts of the
I
thing.
Know.
So...
I know.
It's very unpredictable.
Yeah, I keep getting the state notices about that.
Who's up for reading? Okay. So are we good on that paragraph? Like, we could specify and say we expect a continuation of historical growth patterns, and we could say the rate of growth and the, like, areas of growth.
Sometimes, though, growth happens where you don't expect it. Like, look at Locust Ridge the last few years.
Oh, there's been a lot of houses up there.
Well, there's...
So do we expect it, then? It's like,
two
I mean...
Two or three more, yeah. Right?
Well, Scott Bedell went in, and then he sold a piece to his kid who built a house. Wendy Hayes' daughter's building a house.
Where?
Laura, right below her.
No, Andrea and Peter.
Who are Andrea and
Peter? Andrea and Chris?
No, Andrea and Peter, that's Eric Wilson's sister. They built right next, on Scott Bedell's driveway. They have right of way. They're almost done.
Oh, so that,
Solomon.
So Laura Todd.
She's not. Oh, she took a section.
It's her sister?
Is her sister.
Okay. Well, one of them is building up there.
Yeah, Andrea and Peter. You're totally right. And then...
So you're talking about... This
Elizabeth.
What
do you mean? Elizabeth? Yeah, that's all that language.
It seems like a lot for such a small road.
It does seem like a lot, you're right.
I think also, though,
it's
like...
It's a class four?
That's a private road.
The upper half is?
The, well, Scott.
Class three up to the farmhouse.
Elizabeth, yeah. Old house.
Old house,
yeah. Yeah. Up to Catherine's.
I just think of, like, I guess I'm just combining in my head the two, the Act 181 and this idea of historic growth. Like, if even if it's a private road or, you know, town road, but... If you're connecting right off of an existing road, I don't see that as, like, outside of the pattern. Versus, like, cutting a new road up the middle of this and then, like, everything's...
House,
you know what I mean? Yep. And I think of the Act 181, it said, what was it, driveways over, like, 800 feet or something?
Feet.
Like, you know what I mean? I think that's where maybe that's
that
not historic
two,
growth. You're going
250, yeah.
Beyond a... Just for power,
yeah,
for example.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that much, because my house was over 800 feet from the road.
Your driveway?
Mm. My driveway was.
I think ours is over 800 feet.
I thought it is.
I don't see it as, like, extreme, but maybe that's, like, another measure of historic versus not. Like, if you're just dropping in a short driveway off of an existing road, you're within the historic pattern. But if
no, that makes sense. Yeah.
Jutting off further, maybe that's...
Yeah.
Well, the belief being that an extensive long road will generate more.
Over time, for sure, right? Mm-hmm. It's a new branch, like, basically.
Okay. The second paragraph there, the housing.
What does that mean?
So that I have the note, because it's so many numbers, should this be a chart?
That's what I see also.
That's the question. And it says the housing section of this plan, section 8.
It is here, section.
But exhibit.
No, I think, you, I think you're.
Exhibit, not section.
It's not exhibit.
Right, there's no exhibit attached to this.
No. So what are we saying when we're saying section 8? Oh, I see. Further up.
It's the land use plan. Right?
Housing.
We are.
I'm sorry, housing, yeah.
I wonder if. From that baseline year of 1988, North Kirby had 51 homes in Southern Camp, South Kirby.
Section 8 is housing. Yep, that's right.
Yeah, there's a lot of information there to digest in paragraph form. It doesn't do much for you. A chart would be better.
This doesn't even go into that, though. What Marla sent us. This is only about roads. And
you pulled some housing information off the grand list page at the last meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's bolded here. 2025 Kirby has a total of 259 homes, 43 camps, one apartment.
Yeah, we did all right. We did that.
We did do all that.
Well, remember, we were like, last time we said we were doing the final read-through again. So this is part of that. We went back to the beginning.
I know.
Yeah.
But.
So we did already, like, this is what I have in this one. We pulled some 2025 data.
Okay, I guess
that
I
bet
that.
You it's in yours somewhere.
Yeah, and I couldn't match them up. In here. I inserted it, but I kept the. In 2018, North Kirby had 117 homes. South Kirby had 78. And I think we've left that in for historical reference.
Is it 21?
And I added.
No.
Those are the roads.
Oh, I think this is section 8 in the back. This is housing now. I was going to write page numbers, but. Our versions are so different.
Yeah, and mine doesn't match with that at all.
There it is.
So are we doing, we're doing this? So maybe we should move the, it seems to me that there are two different sections with basically what should be the same information.
As far as the housing?
Yeah. Am I wrong?
I think what's happening is this section is future land use. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's E. And this part is history. If we went to the next, it says we would like to. If residents believe this, it's like those. So they're dropping a little bit of, like, what if this becomes a chart, it would be like, here's the historic, like, change of housing. And then here it says, we would like to, so this is where it gets the future.
The nitty gritty.
And it's like, if this, whatever, we should try that. So it is all under future, but it's like, it would be easier if it was a chart.
Okay.
Because then we could just say, look at the exhibit.
Yes, and then this is why we're saying this.
Here's our future focus.
Okay.
I think, if that makes sense. I don't know which. Let me find it.
Gosh.
This is housing, though?
This is like future housing development. This is housing.
Right, so I think actually, like you said, we're...
That's so up your alley.
Section 8, then. Because mine says...
And do you have that?
Oh, yeah, go back to section 3. We are back. That's what happened. We're back in the beginning. I think that was it, actually, the last page. Future.
Transportation.
Right there, actually. So we said, what was it? We said, here, it said the housing section of the plan, section 8, and yeah. That's when we jumped. This is all the history of like housing.
Okay.
When this is really, the focus here should be future land use.
Okay.
That's why it's confusing. Very because confusing. It's blending the history. It's like in section 8, we talk about history. Let me tell you the history. So we could probably reduce it to one location. And if it was a chart, we could just say, we're see the exhibit. Yeah, see it here.
But who's going to come up with that chart?
He's doing it right now.
I'm working
on it. Roughing it.
He's roughing out his guts.
Is this right up your alley? Is that what I heard Tracy say?
This is so his jam.
We need alleys to go up. That's for sure.
But not more than 800 feet.
That's right.
Right.
Or you will trigger I know, 250.
Right.
I like
right.
how it says we would like to protect the rural character of Kirby with minimal regulations. Part of me wants to say, but we're not going to.
There's a lot of things that the government would like ground to do. Usually doesn't end that way.
But no, that's true. We don't have to regulate everything.
I'm actually, one of the things I'm doing on that survey is I'm putting in percentages and stuff like that, but also I'm putting in remarks from people. Because some people have some really good suggestions.
Oh, great.
But
it's all public anyways.
Oh, yeah.
You know, why not?
And other people don't have good suggestions.
And it might get somebody to come to a meeting who's like, reads it and is like, I love that, or I hate that.
Yeah.
Hopefully more of
it might.
Enthusiastic.
It might.
And then they'll join.
So are we going on to, we would just what you did, Tracy, we would like to protect the, or are we waiting on Victor?
I think what, if he creates the chart, we stick that into the housing piece, right? And then just in this paragraph, refer people back to it and say, for a history, see the chart under housing on page whatever.
Could I?
I think that's what Marty was.
I would, yeah, I might even ask if we could keep from in 2025. So we give them like the most recent year and then say, for further historical data, see this chart.
Yeah.
Because I think giving them some starting point of like, here's where we are. Do you want to go see more? There it is.
That's a great idea.
Because then it also says like the zoning and parcel map. And I think we can keep that part because that refers to all those.
Exhibit 3.
All those other exhibits. And we could say, if you're interested in further studying the town's development, like, yeah, go check out the maps. We're just like referencing a few helpful things before we go to, we would like to protect.
So all of these exhibits have to be updated as well.
How so? Like the numbers or?
Numbers and, yeah. I mean, Kirby Town Parcels 2014. Don't we need more updated than that?
Probably. I mean, the problem is we're not going to be able probably to afford to have him done with this again.
No? Oh, because we paid someone to do all that.
We paid him like, we asked for extra money that year and we used pretty much all of it to get those maps. For at least 1 year of our thing.
Oh.
Maybe they could do it. We could ask them. But.
And who does it?
Maybe those aren't the ones that are hanging in my office.
No, that is. Yeah, I think it is.
Is it?
But, like, well, we don't need them to redo the soil ones or the, you know, they just have to redo that one. I guess they do have to redo them all.
They're redoing parcel maps right now, but I don't think that has to do with, like, soil and stuff.
No, I'm saying just to overlay, like.
Them, it's all going to be electronic.
Yeah. But can they just overlay the new? Do you want to show her that one?
So we wouldn't have to So like this.
You know, could they just like overlay the new parcel map onto the elevations and the soil types? And, or this one too, you know, they'd need, even though.
The on-site septic suitability soils map?
Yeah, it's the same, just showing some other. But could they just do a new, like, I don't know.
And who's yeah, they?
The guy that designed those. I forget
have a map, and then up in the corner you have links, survey, soils. Click on that one, the map turns to that one, the one about the soils. Then you have one about, I don't know what those are, all the rivers in Kirby. I have no idea what's there.
So basically the exhibits would not be part of it. It would just be a reference.
Yeah, we'd say, please see
this
map developed. I mean, if that's what they're doing.
Does Parcel Viewer have all of that stuff on it?
Oh. I don't know. It's would probably updated, yeah.
He uses that a lot. I think so. He uses that all the time.
I love Parcel Viewer. It's got general information.
It would be nice if it was updated a little more frequently, but I think that's a town problem.
Yeah, so when I go to Kirby website, I go to zoning, and then I can click Town Plan Exhibits 2019, and I get color.
I see. Versions. So we don't have to print any of this off. We can.
We
just
shouldn't have to, but okay. The zone like but the parcels are not updated.
Yeah.
Like you said.
Oh. Okay. But you could put a link to Vermont Parcel Viewer, and they could check out any link that they want.
Really?
All you do is check the box to agree to their terms and search an address, and it'll zoom you right into the map.
That's what we should
and
do
tell
for
you
sure.
All the parcel information.
Yeah.
You know, and if somebody like bought a parcel or divided or like they can get pretty accurate.
Okay.
Information. Like,
that's what's being updated right now is because like subdivisions and stuff haven't been updated since before COVID.
We don't have any subdivisions.
Well, we've had subdivisions.
At home.
Hmm. We have?
Yeah.
We have one. From LB and Sue.
We bundled it like
from,
five down
onward. I guess I'm just like.
Laura Todd did one.
Who did?
Laura Todd.
Todd, Solomon.
Oh, you mean, like subdividing the land.
So
because we, because I always think of subdivisions as.
Oh. Like a housing.
Yeah.
Like a housing development.
Okay. Yeah, I understand subdivisions. Yeah, okay.
Just land.
No, but yeah.
But there's no list of like those subdivisions anywhere, no?
We do property transfers
and the
in
town
the
report.
Town report every year. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
We read those religiously.
Mm-hmm. You do? Just out of curiosity.
Just
like
well,
gossip.
Well,
someone does. Yeah.
Yeah. Gossip. Gossip.
Right after the delinquent taxes.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
All the highlights.
So
the marriages, death. The deaths.
Right. The only interesting things in the town.
It's like reading the obituary. In the
okay, you guys, we have 10 minutes.
I know. So I just, so for that paragraph, I removed, should this be a chart, and I put, in 2025, Kirby has a total of 295 homes, 274 occupied, and 21 of them being vacant, and 10% being rentals. For a historical reference, please see the housing chart in Section 8, parens housing. Do I need to keep the number of seasonal camps also grew, but by far less? Should I keep that part?
I don't really feel like we've had any new seasonal camps.
I would say instead of reference C section 8, like chart, I would say C exhibit, what like maybe it's...
Oh, it's in there.
Whatever exhibits we have in... That's how we should do the exhibits, honestly.
We should
do it like...
Yeah.
You know, 8A, 8B, because it's just, it's like numbering them in whatever way... It makes sense, but it's...
To go with the section, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have, like, we have a housing growth chart.
Genius.
So it could be... So now we have to renumber the exhibits, but we don't have to, like, scan the whole thing to be like, is this number 5? You know, we can just look at that section and say...
This is 5A, 5B.
That's 5A, 5B, and...
Mm-hmm. Good idea. please see the housing exhibit. I'm just going to leave that blank because we don't know what it is. But please see exhibit.
I wonder what I should be saying for notes.
I'm just going to, so I wrote here, like, we went from soil study to, you know, because I don't have page numbers.
I don't either.
Like, we all have different pages.
You made the motion to approve the minutes.
Yes, I have those.
I know that.
And our
that I do know that. Okay. And I also,
that's
I wrote
really
a little bit from Mary.
You need to put in your minutes.
Okay. Okay, so
I just overall, Kirby continues to grow. Refer to the Kirby website for more info. And then, so that's cleaned up. For a historical reference, please see Housing Exhibit 8, whatever that's going to be.
Yeah, that's
A-B-C-D,
right.
CED, whatever it's going to be. I just want that more. We need to fill that in.
Should we just finish this little part to the end?
Please.
You want me to read it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We would like to, that one. Yep. Hopefully that's what it starts with.
Yep. We would like to protect the rural character of Kirby with minimal regulations. Town residents have indicated that they do not favor development in higher elevation areas and scenic areas, and do desire protection of agricultural and forestry uses. Town residents are seeking to find a balance in which scenic areas can be enjoyed while also being protected. Good on that one? These may, you know, if we have a hearing and we ask for public opinion, we could say, we could just say, do you agree with these four, like, things of future land use? If residents truly believe in the preservation of land, the simplest way to do this long-term is to put land into current use and conservation trusts. As a town, we can provide relevant information and encourage residents in this direction. Mm-hmm. There we go. Check.
We'll do that.
We have to do it, but we have the idea. Mm-hmm. Forest lands will continue to dominate the town's landscape. Sugaring and logging operations will continue to stimulate new growth in the woodlands and provide the landowners with a fair return on their investment. I don't know.
Did you have thoughts there?
Well, I just don't know that we need to, like, qualify it with a fair return. Like, I don't know. Is it a fair return? Do you know? We could leave
Very
it.
Very often
not.
Is not.
I just feel like if I'm going to pick it, like, we shouldn't be trying to influence, like, the school thing.
No, I agree.
I feel the same as this. Is like, I don't know the you know, is it fair price or not? Do you? We could just say, oh. You
know. Obie and Sue sell their maple syrup at a loss, so, because they're just so kind and generous, and they
I know one.
Don't want it.
I know one of the sugaring operations in South Kirby stopped, so that's not new growth to me, you know. Like,
which one stopped?
The wood farm stopped doing it.
They did?
Yeah.
Well, how long ago did they stop?
Oh, like 2 years maybe, you know. They weren't doing it, like, you know, too much, but I think they haven't done it. They didn't do it at all last year. They didn't do it this year, so. I don't know. I just think, yeah.
I mean, and also you're saying will continue to stimulate new growth. You could say could. Sugaring and logging operations could stimulate new growth in the woodlands and provide landowners with a return on their investment. I don't know if it's fair or not.
I don't know. It just seems a little messy, that whole thing of, like, it's ideal, but is it real? Should we just simplify that part?
Yes.
And just say sugaring and logging opportunities, like, will be connected to the woodlands. There you go.
Could provide.
Yeah, I mean, it also seems like our thing there is forest lands will continue to dominate, I think. I can't see any other thing there, but it could be conservation. You know, they tried the bike trail up on the top there. Like, it could be a lot of things. So, I do find it ironic that they say forest lands will continue to dominate logging. It's like, that's the opposite of forest land. That's the only thing we predict from it. Like, I just
it's pretty limited.
like logic, but I don't know what to do with all that. I just made a mess of it now.
Well, could we include recreation in that?
Yeah.
Sugaring, logging, and recreation opportunities created by landowners with return on their investment. I don't know what that's pretty broad, but
I'm okay with it. I just feel like it's just not.
If recreation, I don't know if it does return.
It's not a very disciplined statement. I mean, it's just like
Kingdom Trails come through their land or Bass or anything, right? None of that.
No.
Pays you.
No.
That's true. Even if you have like a disc golf course, those are usually by donation. So.
True. I don't know.
You could sidestep this question by saying.
Oh, tell us.
Something to the effect of sugaring, logging, and recreation will hopefully continue to provide economic deterrence to excessive development.
I think it's
that.
If we say forest land will dominate the landscape, forestry industries such as sugaring and logging and recreation will be, you know.
We have to be careful not to have an opinion. So it has to be, I think it has to be fairly neutral and generic.
How about forest lands are a dominant part of the town's landscape? We don't know that they're going to continue to dominate the town.
Yeah, I think better, that's a factual statement.
That is a factual
currently,
statement.
You know?
Forest lands are dominant.
We could even say
sugaring and logging operations will continue.
There are opportunities for sugaring, logging, and recreation. There are. Do we know that they will? We don't.
No, but there are.
Okay.
There are opportunities for sugaring, logging.
Did you do recreation. Your alley work?
Alley work. Yes, the data does not provide us with all that we might need. I did do the totals by decade, but what we don't have is the interim data between 2019 and 2025. We have 2025.
But we don't have that.
Being 259 total.
Yeah.
43 total. Oh, where'd the apartment building come from? And where is that?
Hayes.
Ken and Marie Hayes have a little apartment. So up Hayes Hill, you take a right, right?
Yeah.
And there's the little
barn.
A few little
units up there.
Yeah.
That tend to flood.
Really?
I had a friend who lived there and said it was just horrendous. Do those kids have, do they have kids in there that go to school? In any of those apartments?
I don't know who rents there. I have no idea.
Yeah, okay.
Ironically, the very next sentence is about a source of recreation, so I think we can just combine them.
I'm reading ahead and I don't know it. I don't know.
That's why I was like, if I had looked one more line, it literally says, and recreation. So good thing we just rewrote that.
So are we plan to, along with the scenic beauty?
Yep.
We're keeping all of that.
Well, we're just saying this sentence about scenic beauty recreation is what we were just rewriting that one to say.
Yeah.
Like we said, logging, sugaring, recreation. And then I skimmed the last part. I can read it, so we finished this part. But I'm not sure all of these are still things or not. Along with the scenic beauty that the forest provide that will continue to serve as a source of recreation, the Vermont Association of Snow Travelers, VAST, continues to maintain a network of snowmobile trails that traverse Kirby's woodlands and pasturelands and offer direct links to other lands across the state. Class 4 roads also offer entrance into these wooded lands. The town's forest lands continue to offer a habitat for a wide variety of wildlife, These uncovered lands will also serve to store, purify, and distribute most of the community water supply. Backcountry ski glades are maintained by a branch of Catamount Trails, the Northeast Kingdom Backcountry Coalition on private properties in North Kirby. Kingdom Trails now has trails that cross into Kirby. In addition to four-wheelers and ATV use, mountain biking has increased. Hunting also...
Wait, four-wheeler and ATV use?
It just says, in addition to four-wheeler and ATV use, mountain biking has increased. That's on the roads, is what that's all referencing. Or like Victory, you know?
Technically... ATVs are allowed on any road except a ridge road.
So really?
I feel like ATVs don't necessarily connect towns.
The last sentence is, hunting also continues to be one of the many outdoor activities that occurs throughout Kirby. So is there anything in there we should scratch because it's not happening or we don't know enough?
Four-wheelers and ATVs?
I mean, we don't technically have, like... It kind of paired it with Kingdom Trails and Vast. Like,
no, it's, that's an addition we wrote.
It's in the same...
Wrote.
Yeah,
that's
Kingdom Trails.
I think we added that in, like, 2019 or what... Because we wanted to add
so
biking.
It's definitely not trails for ATVs here, unfortunately.
The number of, like... side-by-sides or four, you know, four-wheelers and dirt bikes that I see, it's, you know, it's not a problem, but it's like there's definitely recreational use.
Do you think
use.
It's actually traffic going through, though, or do you think it's just, like, neighborhood?
I think it's just people putting up
the
dirt road.
I
and
see
then,
that on our road.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just, yeah, they just put up.
And these guys, for sure.
Yeah, we have some dirt bike users that have been sitting
so,
on Kirby, yeah.
I don't know about the backcountry stuff.
In addition
like
to
ski.
Four-wheelers and ATVs.
Tracy and I ski a lot of the Catamount, and I've never seen any reference to this backcountry coalition. But
oh, there is.
Yeah.
You haven't?
No.
No, you have. Yes, I'm aware of it because of Ben.
Where?
Ben Merkin. They do.
Is that up behind, like, Dr. Thompson's house?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and they even have a parking area down here.
You're kind of across.
On the ridge road.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Thompson.
I have seen
and
the
you
parking
should,
spot there.
It's
join
not
in.
Really much of a parking spot.
That's, it's
it is
a,
backcountry ski. A parking spot.
Oh, okay.
You like the Catamount because yeah,
someone
slow.
Goes
yeah,
off with a snowplow
on
oh,
one time.
Oh, me too.
Well, I think I... Yeah.
Me too. I don't do backcountry skiing. I'm so worried about going into a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that part's good?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And so...
And then we're into transportation plan.
Start with transportation plan. I have it written down.
Thank you.
And I said start here in July.
Oh, yeah. When, actually, can I ask
you better put what year in case we're still on this next July. Like.
July 2026.
So, you guys, I will not... Could someone take over?
Would yours be the first or the seventh?
What?
We are supposed to be on the seventh.
What are you gonna? Where are you going? Because I'm going to Utah.
And the, on the 7th?
Yeah.
Can everybody do the 14th? We are also in the midst of a bunch of bunch of things that week. So.
Is that July 14th?
Yeah.
I don't think we'll be back from Utah. But someone else can chair.
What about
I'm
Thursday
so good
the 16th?
I think we need us all for quorum though.
Yeah, I think we do
unless
too.
Jerry
doesn't.
Unless Jerry.
That's the other thing. Yeah.
And we're, then we're bumping up against the planning of the...
Listen, I think, like, this is why the town needs to get serious, because we go through these little things, yeah. And I appreciate everyone that puts the time, but, like, we all can't mess our personal life.
Right.
So and we need more people, because yeah. Sometimes you're going to travel, and sometimes mm-hmm. you're busy, and it's fine.
I mean, we can make it work.
If we can't
sure.
do a meeting in July, sorry. The town
so
that needs this.
The survey also said, most of them said, a lot of them said, I shouldn't say most of them, a lot of them said that we should be paying someone. Or that we should...
I'll have paid members of...
That we should have a professional advising us because of liability.
Well, we do have Vermont League of Cities and Towns and NVDA.
And we have consulted with a lawyer in the past, which costs money, but you got to do it sometimes.
So I think it would be really good to ask Kristen Paglen to be on the board. And someone, she's an attorney. And the other person was the wonderful, the sweet woman who does the flowers.
Whitbread?
Yeah.
Mrs. Whitbread?
Kristen Whitbread and her daughter is Mariah Hartman.
Mariah Hartman. Yeah.
They're coming here at that meeting.
They're coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're selling flowers.
But we want them on the planning.
Yeah.
Keith Aisha also mentioned to me months ago that about, you know, proposing a stipend for, every other board gets a stipend, and if it attracts somebody so that we can actually fill the board and do the job,
He also thinks your board should go down to 5 members instead of 7, so that it'll be easier to get a quorum.
That's about what we end up with most times anyway.
That's what we have now.
Right. Mm.
5.
But that involves a town vote, I believe at town meeting, to change that.
From 7 to 5, quorum becomes 3.
Mm. Right, 3 out of 5, though, is
doable.
Technically should be harder to get than 4 out of 7, right? To me. That's what I told you.
Percentage-wise? Yeah. 60%.
If you have 5 people... and they're only as ambitious as the 7, it's going to be harder to get 3 out of 5 than 4 out of 7.
I think it's a good discussion to tell people, look, once again, here we are asking you all to, be aware of this problem.
To step up.
We're, maybe, I don't know that it can come through us, and I don't think it's it wouldn't be a reason for me, but if somebody, a couple $100 gets them here for 12 months, 12 meetings, come on, something.
I'd be happy with grapes and cheese.
Yeah, and I was thinking
we were going to do something tonight. Jerry, that's probably because Flower didn't cook us cookies.
Oh, yummy tacos.
So next meeting, let's figure this out.
But the other problem then is this turnover... You're losing.
I know.
You're losing whatever
knowledge and
whatever
wisdom
basic
and
knowledge we all have gained, and then it's gone. Yep. And then
we're not the Borg anymore. Yeah.
It's not a sustainable thing.
Yeah.
We're just eating through whatever little. That's when I my first sentence in Spanish that I learned 40 years ago or something, I don't know, a long time ago. 40? I used to watch People's Court. I love People's Court.
What's
the
that?
Lady, it's one of those court shows. Yeah. She, it was a lady. She was always "Lo barato sale caro," and it's the cheap comes out expensive. And that is what we're doing again.
I love
is,
that.
We're not putting anything into
so
our
true.
Board, or not even money, just effort and people. And then what do we get? Bunch of turnover and a less quality.
Sure.
We're
so
just
shortchanging
ourselves.
1,000.
Well, it was 500 until last year?
Last year
and
they
then they upped it to 1,000 because of that whole 2024 mess. They all were putting in so much.
So many hours. They did
and
so
much. And the stress,
much.
Man.
Well, and I came to the select board meeting on Monday and they were dealing with a cemetery issue that was crazy. Crazy.
Why?
That's not the first one.
Oh, and Keith was dealing with it from the grocery store. He said, I was trying to buy my groceries, and I'm dealing with this massive problem.
Right.
Oh,
they put the wrong body in
the
wrong bowl.
I heard.
Anyway, that's
but
an aside, but it just, I get it.
That's bad. Mm-hmm. Keith shouldn't have to be doing that.
I did put on the Kirby Front Porch Forum also that we were looking for more planning
Thank
commission
you.
Members.
Thank you.
And
I'm on the Front Porch Forum.
What?
I don't think I'm on that.
Oh, it's worth it.
It's
great.
You can just sign up to get... It's basically an email with a little list of...
Okay, when are we doing our next meeting?
I didn't know Kirby had one. I think years ago I was on maybe Linden's or...
They started parsing them down to individual towns. So,
So we're going to try to go to the 14th and maybe Hillary is here, but at least we
at
are.
Least yeah. you'll have yeah. okay.
Actually, we could do the 7th, but we'll just have Lily with us. That's all. We'll have her granddaughter with us. That would not be very productive.
14th.
If I'm here, yeah. I obviously will come.
So the 14th, if we could bump it to the 14th, does that work for you, Mike?
That's fine.
Okay, and we do need to let Jerry know.
I'll make sure that Jerry knows.
Thank you very much.
And
the stipend issue, is that a town vote as well? Should we move
no,
towards that?
No, that's select board will approve that.
I think it's just select board.
I think that's what Keith had told me.
Maybe,
I've asked
maybe.
Vermont League of Cities and Towns both of these questions, but it was a year or two ago.
Maybe.
Because we were talking at the select board meeting because I suggested that Keith have some kind of a stipend for being sexton for the cemetery because he's constantly running back
the
and
poor
forth.
Man.
I thought there used to be one too, no? And then it got absorbed as one of the...
But he wanted to table it until the whole planning board thing was figured out because he's been suggesting that for a long time. So he's like, I don't feel right doing anything about Sexton until something's done about the planning board.
Mm-hmm. What about the planning
being
board?
Paid.
You mean as far as changing the number?
No.
Well, he thinks it's a good idea to move it to 5 members and make sure you get a stipend. Honestly, I just don't think that there are a lot of people these days who are willing to give away their time.
I know, but the other thing is
that,
I think we should...
Not big, but
no.
It might be a little bit. Of
it's a recognition of a service, and it's a little respect, and then maybe like people would be like, oh, we're paying for that, maybe we should... When something is... I've seen this so many times of tutoring kids.
Sure.
You offer a free class, they do not take it.
Right.
When they have to pay for it, they show up,
yeah.
You know, and it's like, that's all we're asking.
Literal investment.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that unless there's an emergency, it would be really great to ask people to at least get through their appointment time. Like, because we just had 2 back-to-back
Agreed.
Resignations. And people need to commit. Like, if they're, calling the kettle black here, but... I'm actually really enjoying this now.
You're good at it now.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
But I
that's good. We're all
Say
amateur, you know.
Okay. I'm going to ask.
So we've got our meeting appointed for the 14th?
This one.
Yes. Oh, because I hope it went off when I said that terrible thing.
So if you no, it's not off. You just have to click that to wake it up. So if you're ready to adjourn, you have to adjourn, and then you hold that until it shuts off.
Motion to adjourn.
Oh, please.
7:45. Victor? Yes?
Yes. Yes. Second. Yes.
All in favor? Aye.
And then you're right. And then you hold.